Welcome to Station 5. This is audio number 4, which means you should be group member number 4. Today you're going to hear a story from a book called No Time to Say Goodbye. These are children's stories of Cooper Island Residential School, which was on Vancouver Island. So today you're going to hear a story about Wilson, who has been getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and then finally the doctor visits him, and you'll find out what the doctor has to say. Please remember that when you are done to take a response card, add your sentence and put up your response card on our poster. Ready? Here we go. "This is Dr. Bernard Douglas," Father Maynard said. "He's going to give you a checkup." The short, slight man had a young face but was almost totally bald, aside from a bushy, unkempt circle of dark hair curling around his ears and over his stiff white collar. He placed his black leather bag beside the bed and hooked up his stethoscope in one ear and then the other. Carefully, he lifted Wilson's pajama top and placed the cold metal against the boy's chest. "And how are we this morning, young man?" The doctor spoke quietly as he concentrated. He turned Wilson over carefully and listened again with his stethoscope, this time placing it on his back. "In my opinion," the doctor finally said, "this boy is suffering from malnutrition. Actually, he's starving to death. And it's my professional judgment that this could have been avoided had action been taken sooner." Father Maynard was red and breathless. For a moment, he was speechless. Dr. Douglas continued, "Do you not feed the children here? And could you not have called me here earlier to examine this poor boy?" Flabbergasted, Father Maynard wheezed and sputtered anxiously, Of course we feed the children here at Cooper. You have never been here before, yet you accuse me of starving my students?"
"I accuse you of nothing, Father Maynard. The boy's condition accuses you of it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll prepare to transfer this boy to the hospital in Chemainus."